Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said this is an important decision for producers because these programs help farmers and ranchers protect their operations from unexpected changes in the marketplace. But USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator Val Dolcini explains what happens if you don't take care of this.
I want to remind everyone that if no changes are made to yield history or base acres by the deadline, the farm's current yield and base acres will be used. And if no program choice is made between ARC or PLC, there will be no 2014 crop year payments for the farm, and the farm will default to PLC coverage for the balance of the farm bill.
Now, while April 7th is the deadline to get this taken care of, Dolcini did add this.
If a farmer has already contacted his or her FSA office and scheduled an appointment with our staff, then they've met their deadline.
There are a variety of commodities covered under the ARC and PLC, including barley, canola, large and small chickpeas, corn, flaxseed, grain sorghum, oats, peanuts, dry peas, soybeans, sunflower seed, wheat, and more. But upland cotton is no longer a covered commodity. To learn more, just simply contact your Farm Service Agency office, but you must do so by April 7th. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.